talking about politics, can you educate the audience on this snap situation? I don't think people have a full perspective on it if you're not directly affected by it, like most things in life, right? If you're not directly affected by it, most people, I think, we're not that far removed where we know, like, you know what I'm saying? But it still doesn't directly affect us. So why is this something that's extremely important, right? For people that might not be all the way tuned in.
I'm not, because I'm talking to y'all too, and I know who y'all too is, mm-hmm. I'm going to contextualize it this way. Even though we all hustlers, we have to accept the reality that we're closer to somebody being on SNAP benefits than we is a billionaire.
For sure.
Once we can acknowledge that, that contextualizes the way we understand reality.
Yeah.
All of us understand when people are hungry, and when all of us understand what people will do when they're hungry. If we have individuals that rely on SNAP benefits and they are hungry and their stomach is growling, what do we know from our community what people do when they're hungry? Mm-hmm. Now let's start thinking about it in terms of a business. Amazon and Walmart are two of the biggest conglomerates in our country and some argue in the world. The workers at Walmart, they don't want to get the line with the statistic. Majority of Walmart's workers are on SNAP benefits.
Mm-hmm.
The workers.
Yeah, they're right above the poverty line. Yeah.
In Amazon. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us right now have this idea, this display, this, I'm saying, we're this display of pathologies. Y'all think people that's on food stamps don't work. There's statistics that show that literal workers from the biggest companies in our country, Walmart and Amazon, they make it where their employees always qualify for unemployment. Or qualify for unemployment, qualify for SNAP benefits. You see what I'm saying? So when we're trying to push for a minimum raise to be raised, Walmart and Amazon pay lobbyists and bureaucracies and interest groups to make sure that minimum wage isn't raised. So when you think about the everyday workers, when we was during the pandemic, talking about those essential workers, people that's on the front lines, people that's doing trash, people that's doing, all them people probably qualify for SNAP benefits. So what does this do for the quality of service that you receive and the quality of products you receive? If this labor force is dependent upon SNAP benefits and they're hungry now, how does this impact the way you go do your service from every industry, from hotel industry to the fast food industry to the trucking industry? You see what I'm saying? And maybe truck is a stretch, but we understand that when it comes to finance, you feel me? There are certain ways you qualify. So now we're thinking about 41 million people across the country not receiving food stamps or benefits. Also during Thanksgiving weekend, during Thanksgiving month.
Yeah.
All used to eating. Stomachs have already been growling.
Yeah.
Stomachs already been growling. And think about it like this. So now we see how the government shut down, not just the SNAP benefits, how it's impacting everything. Operate bus travel. How much has TSA been impacted?
Absolutely.
Man, now that's an ugly experience now. Used to be a lot. Now, you know what I'm saying? So I was just thinking about the various ways that us on the ground, that us fight each other for crumbs, the way that we pit against each other, what I'm going to call class warfare. Now, because we are able to have a little bit more, I don't qualify for food stamps. I used to, but I don't now. Mm-hmm. Some people would feel like because you no longer qualify for food stamps, now you're better than the person that do. That's why I started this rant, ending this rant with, you are closer to that than to this. And even if you're not on food stamps, you still face the faith and smelling the breath and smelling the perfume and the cologne of people that are. Mm-hmm. Their livelihood, their happiness, we in community. We that's what we talked about. All that stuff we talked about in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. And people are not going to go without feeding their children either.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We know people that was willing to get the baking soda and get the, come on, man. If they wouldn't, come on, man.
Yeah. You have a very amazing story.
White folks do that too. White, it'll be clear. I want to make sure I ain't being pathology. White starving people will also do some crazy things as well. I want to make sure I'm not just,
No, I appreciate it.
Well, actually, that's a good point. I just
go ahead, Rashad.
Bring that, because I think you might have posted as far as this. There's a lot of AI videos being made right now as far as like on black women, fake black, but there's a narrative that's being pushed that, okay, lazy black women, you know, just the very derogatory image that's being portrayed out there of people that's receiving benefits from the government. But the real statistics tell a different story, right? Where it's a diverse group of people that's getting benefits from the government. There's a lot of white people that's getting benefits from the government. There's workers that are still working and still, it's not like you're just staying at home and just watching soap operas all day. And so speak about that, because I think that that goes back to the empathy. A lot of people may not have empathy because the picture that's painted is they're lazy, they're taken from the government, they're, you know, they're irresponsible, and it's a heavy racial overtone.
Yeah, man, I say the thing that we do is that it's trashy for everyday black people to receive government assistance, but it seems very classy for top 1%, you know what I'm saying, white people to receive their government assistance. When a company is able to get a bailout with taxpayers' dollars, we got to put that in context. They have a finance department. They got people with degrees. They went to school for business, and they happen to get bailed out because they mismanaged funds. On corporate with mismanaged funds, especially black people, you got on Jordans and you on food stamps. This starts to play into the racial pathology. Yesterday or 2 days ago, I shared a video of this white couple that stole $20,000 in SNAP benefits over a period of time. A white couple. Now, you know, in our community, we would be like to get food stamps. You can't have no man in the house. This, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot to unpackage when it comes to pathology and assistance. But you're just seeing that, hey, majority of people on food stamps is white because majority of our country is white. But the poster child, the poster face for food stamps and abuse of food stamps, it's black people. And we just see how these stories are not sensationalized and these stories are not talked about in the media. I would also argue that the reason why so many people are cool with SNAP benefits being taken away is because they thinking that Shaquita Bonquisha now. Let's be real.
That's
people
true.
Buy into racial pathology and they believe certain people are supposed to be exposable and disposable. So as a result, you being disposable, like your disposability being put on display, we don't care. Yeah, Shaquita, you're supposed to be disposable. So now that's why the AI videos are tricking so many people and they don't know it's AI.
And they're working. You wouldn't think? Yeah, they're working.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.